Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Margaret was married twice. Both husbands were ex-roommates and friends at one time. The first husband, Red, who later became a character in her novel, was an abusive drunkard, and the second husband, John Marshall, paid off Red to go away to give him an uncontested divorce. The second husband, who is in the picture on a blog, I have a picture of Margaret Mitchell's gravesite, and it's Margaret on one side and John Marsh, the second guy. That's her second husband and on the other side of the picture. The second husband's laying in the picture in a grave, and he is the one who encouraged her to write the book. Being that she is a Virgo rising, that would put Pisces on her seventh house cusp. Jupiter, the other benefic planet, rules Pisces. Her Jupiter is in the fourth house of home, family, roots, in the sign of Sagittarius, the other sign it rules. Also, in females' charts, Jupiter can represent the husband. Her husband, Jupiter, inspired Sagittarius. Sagittarius energy can be inspirational. Her to write the novel while recovering from an accident that forced her to stay home, fourth house. Speaking of Sagittarius, I said earlier she had a stellium in the sign of Gemini. But what I didn't tell you is that she actually has two stelliums in her birth chart. The other stellium is in the sign of Sagittarius. Along with Jupiter in her fourth house, she has Mercury, Uranus, and a north node. Gemini and Sag are opposite signs of each other. They are kind of the same, but different. Both like to communicate, but it's a different type of communication. Gemini is more gossipy, quick, and short. Sagittarius is more big picture, longer view, longer winded type communication, which is good for the newspaper, but it might be bad for the newspaper, but it's great for novels and screenplays. She knows how to communicate this way because her Mercury is in the sign of Sagittarius. She has a strange, unusual, eccentric, and shocking, which is Uranus, way of communicating this message. One of the big shocking points of the book was the blatant racist language and portrayals of blacks in the novel, in which she received a lot of backlash for. She also provided a not so good look at Southern white attitudes as well. It put that racist attitude front and center for all to see. Margaret came into her lifetime to communicate, but she did not come here to write short reporting stories. That was just the beginning for her big mission. She came here to write that novel, her North Node, what her soul wants to do, is also in Sagittarius. With Jupiter in the sign it rules, this novel turned out to be a great success. I've touched pretty much on every planet except one, Mars, which is the other malefic. Being that she's a night birth, Mars is her malefic in Set. Both malefics can bring some type of stressful situation, but the malefic in Set might not be as stressful as the malefic out of Set. Margaret's Mars is in Leo in the 12th house. Now, Mars being in Leo is actually a good placement for writers and creative people. You know, Mars is like our warrior, get up and go energy. And you put that together with Leo, who loves attention, works well together for a writer and, you know, artist. She had a drive to get her writings read. So the malefic Mars was good to her in that aspect. But when you add the 12th house to the equation, the yang of Mars shows up. The 12th house can be a few topics, one of which is confined spaces, which includes hospitals. Now, this part got really cool. In astrology, there is a timing technique called annual perfection. From the time of our birth, life is set to 12-year cycles. With annual perfections, you can see what planet and what part of the birth chart will be active for that year. The third and ninth houses are usually connected with travel. The third is short distance travel. The ninth is long distance travel and foreign lands type of travel. When she was 26 years old, she was in a bad car accident that broke her ankle so severely that she was forced to stay home. The 26th year activates the third house, where her son sits in Scorpio. Her son is in the third house and it's squaring Mars by sign, not degree, in a 12. Even though the third house was activated, it makes a squaring aspect to the 12th house where her malefic and, oh, it also squares the 6th, which is health and daily routine, where her malefic insect set. What was the outcome of this? It was a car accident during a short traveling outing. Even though this was a bad accident, it was not totally bad.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.